Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
All kinds of fun technical snafus.
We're going to get it figured out by the end of the show, I promise you.
Why bother? It is the computer corner. The data doctors are in the house. We're talking software. Actually, we're talking tax software. We're talking taxes, the computer, and you, and how they may work together or not, I guess, huh?
Yes.
Sure, absolutely.
What to say on the cue card from my producer here, Matt Bauer?
Yeah, yeah.
Cue card.
Joining us via the Data Doctor's flash line. You're going to make something up, yeah. Is Scott Gilbranson from Intuit. Scott, are you with us?
I'm with you. I feel so honored to be on the flash line. Wow.
The flash line. The flasher line. How's that?
I don't know about that one. That might cost me my job.
Yeah. Well, no. Come on. After all these years, I think this is our fourth or fifth or sixth year we've had you on the radio show. You know, we had you on the TV show, and you haven't found a better gig than Intuit yet, huh?
No, you know, they treat me pretty good, and San Diego's a hard place to be. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, you know, in technology, it's rare for anybody to stick around for
You have to live in San Diego? I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad gig.
Sounds like it.
All right, so we don't have a ton of time, so we want to try to get as much information in a short period of time as possible. Tell us what's new with TurboTax this year.
Well, really, three things are new, and they're all related to ease of use. This year, one of the things that we heard from customers last year was, hey, make it easier for me to get up and running. Number two, make it easier for me to understand what the heck you're asking me, and so I can answer the question properly. And number three, give me help when and where I need it. So what we've done is really the three main areas that we've improved this year have to do with install and updates. Number two, we rewrote every single question on every single possible screen in the product from scratch. And number three, we're giving you help now on the screen, what we call point of need help. So if you're there and you're talking about farm subsidies, as you mentioned earlier, then, hey, you know what? We're going to give you help right on that screen so you don't have to go looking for it where you might get lost.
It's more intuitive. Or at least,
yes.
At least the intent is to
and
be
And
you
ask
intuitive.
Tough questions like, what is your name?
Well,
do you,
know what,
own a home?
You'd be surprised, though. We had a lot of feedback from people who just didn't understand a lot of the things we're asking. So we said, okay, we want to solve this once and for all. What are we going to do? And actually what we did, I think, was a really wise move. We went out and hired one of the former editors of People magazine to come in and write our tax questions, and we did that on purpose. We said, what's the furthest thing we can get away from taxes? And bam, People magazine. You know,
what about like the E-Channel or something?
Yeah, well, I think that's the print version of the E-Channel,
yeah,
right? So,
same
I mean,
kind
it's kind of,
deal.
Of like, hey, they're writing on what Jennifer Aniston's wearing next week to the Oscars. And so, hey, let's get it to that level so that we can make sure people understand what we're asking.
All right, so if you experienced trouble in the past, you're saying that this new version may be even more friendly for those folks. What about the difference between the buy it in the box, install it on your computer version, and the online version?
Well, I'll tell you, this year is going to be the first year, really, where you will absolutely see no difference. Sans videos, we talk about every year how we have videos in the CD-ROM product when it comes to help. Still, because of broadband and the fact that broadband is not as widely used as dial-up still, although it's getting there, we don't have the videos online, but everything else is exactly the same. We have a whole new user interface this year, so it's got a new paint job, which helps function. We have a new kind of home-based page where you start every time you load the product or if you come onto the web. You're going to be able to start there, and so no longer do you kind of have to fish through the product to figure out where you need to go.
And if I did my taxes online last year, I just go back and all that information that's germane to last year's taxes for this year just comes forward?
That's right. And in fact, we've customized it even more. It's something that we've been working on the last couple of years so that when you come through, if you used it last year, we're going to be able to streamline the process to the point that it's going to be a lot faster for you and carry that information forward.
So, once again, don't lose your password, right?
Actually, yes. But, you know, what we've done is we've changed it now. You don't actually have to have a password any longer. You can use it all the way through to the end and save it to your local machine there without a password so that you don't have to worry about that stuff. But at the end, when you e-file, we do ask you to do that for security reasons to make sure your tax information is protected and couldn't be compromised.
I had used the web version last year, and I went in this year, and I've already done my taxes, and it picked up basically where I left off. It imported stuff. It was pretty quick and painless.
And real quick, last thing, e-file. What's that about, and why should people think about using it?
Two big reasons for electronic filing. Number one, I know it'll be most important to your listeners, is you get your money back faster. 70% of you out there get a refund. get it in as little as 10 days rather than waiting for 2 or 3 months to get a check in the mail. Number two, it's more accurate. When you file, e-filing will allow you to get a confirmation back from the IRS, which says, hey, everything's cool, it's in, don't worry about it. Whereas if you do it by paper and you have a mistake, then you have the whole situation where you have to wait for correspondence back from the IRS. It can really slow things down and in the end can cost you money because you could be charge penalties and late fees.
Not to mention somebody trying to transpose your handwriting into the IRS system, which is always scary. Scott, hey, thanks a lot. And by the way, Scott was gracious enough to get us 10 copies of TurboTax Deluxe. We'll tell you how to get your copy a little bit later.
It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Lots more show coming up. More of your calls, your questions. Got a free line open at 602-277-5827. Ken Colburn, Brandon Isney, and Matt Bauer back right after this quick break.